From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a telephone conversation recently.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
That's Jens Stoltenberg. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking in Istanbul, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. The EU reached a deal earlier this year to return migrants to Turkey in return for a package including aid for the refugees and accelerated membership talks. And investigators in southern Mexico are trying to identify the remains of 32 bodies and 9 human heads that were buried in clandestine graves. Mexican security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip that people were being held at a camp. This is VOA News. A landmark Japan-South Korea military pact is drawing complaints from opponents in Seoul who are protesting the deal and how quickly it was arranged. Under the General Security of Military Information Agreement, Seoul and Tokyo can now directly share some military intelligence about North Korea. The deal allows them to bypass the United States, which has played middleman with intel since the late 2014. Meantime, South Korean President Park Geun-hye is fighting to stay in office after being named an accomplice in a corruption scandal. Authorities say hundreds of people have evacuated an Israeli village near Jerusalem as firefighters battle wildfires that have forced thousands to flee the country.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebir erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes. Greece, Cyprus, Croatia, Russia and Turkey have offered to help fight the fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian authorities also offered assistance. He's blaming some of the fires on arsonists who he branded terrorists.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. The World Trade Organization's Director General has cautioned against blaming world trade for unemployment, saying a number of factors need to be taken into consideration when jobs begin to disappear. Lisa Schlein has our story.
The head of the World Trade Organization, Roberto Acevedo, acknowledges that international trade can be a disruptive factor in some communities and may cost jobs in industries affected by cheap imports. But he says this is far from the whole story.
While it does that, there is no doubt that trade brings overall benefits to the economy, particularly the economies that are more open and that embrace trade more freely are the ones that develop most, that are growing faster.
Acevedo says more jobs are being lost through new technologies and innovation, as well as the search for higher productivity than through trade. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
China's state media is reporting the death toll from the collapse of a scaffolding at a construction site in eastern China has risen to 74. Two others were injured after the work platform at a power plant cooling tower that was under construction collapsed Thursday, and what is said to be the worst construction accident in China in 2 years. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.